running strong. Falling, Rising, Breathing, written and read by Candace Warner. The journey to success is a strange one. It's been a strange one for me, anyway, taking a route that I couldn't have possibly predicted. When I first qualified for the Ironwoman series as a 14-year-old, I had certain expectations of what the road to success would look like. I expected steady progression, like points on a map towards a destination. I expected success without change. Struggle, of course, and hard work. I always knew that that was part of the equation, but I'd never expected the change that would happen, the change that would be required of my thinking and to my mind. It's strange the way it worked out. It's strange. It's wonderful. It's exhausting. It's exhilarating. It's bizarre. And then it was over, unexpectedly, but at the right time and for the right reasons, and to give way to a new life. After what felt like a very slow journey to me, success seemed to just happen, and happen very quickly. When I moved back to Sydney, my coach, Matt Calhoun, had moved a couple of hundred metres south down Bondi Beach from the North Bondi Surf Life Saving Club to the Bondi Surf Bathers Life Saving Club, rivals for decades. Both clubs had a strong and storied history, but recently the Bondi Surf Bathers hadn't been as competitive as the North Bondi Club had. However, I wanted to train with Matt, so I joined him at the Bondi Club and started training. It was a strange, disjointed, and pretty unfulfilling competition season. I really enjoyed training with Matt, as I always had, but there simply wasn't the quorum of competitors to push the results. Matt was always there when it was time to train, but often there weren't any other athletes out on the water. While training wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be, I'd at least found a job that I loved when I came home from Perth. As much as I enjoyed working in real estate, I wanted something different. I found a job working at a company called Sydney Harbour Kayaks on the Spit in Middle Harbour on the way to Manly. There, I generally provided guided kayaking sessions for people who lived nearby, mostly people who had a bit of money and who, in most instances, brought their own kayaks. They needed someone to get them out on the water, working their arms and legs, and who could perhaps teach them a little bit of technique along the way. I loved that job. I had a great boss, great customers, great work, and it was in a stunning location. The only aspect I didn't love was the drive north across the harbour, which from Maroubra was a bit punishing. But soon I moved my early morning swimming training to the Warringah Aquatic Centre in French's Forest, further north of the Spit, where I had a great swim team and coaches, and there was never much traffic on the road at 4:30 in the morning. I'd been spending so much time in Middle Harbour anyway that I thought I should perhaps go the extra couple of kilometres and start training at Manly Beach, which I knew had a large competitive surf life-saving community. I contacted Trent Herring, who I knew as a coach at Manly Surf Life-Saving Club, and he was really excited about the prospect of me joining the club. He drove down to Sydney Harbour Kayaks during my lunchtime to tell me about their training program. I thought it sounded quite professional, but it wasn't until I actually joined one of the sessions that I recognised that this club was going to be a home for me.